What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled What Gen Z Women Have Not Figured Out in Their Current Predicament, which is nothing but misery. Yes, I'm walking around with my red backpack. I know it doesn't make that pussy wet, but you guys know what? It actually keeps my hands warm. You know, that's mainly because the laptop is in there, and the laptop, you know, the hard drives are spinning and shit like that. So, you know, laptop is kind of warm, keeps my hands warm. So at the end of the day, guys, I'd rather not have my hands freeze off than try to get laid. So going back to the point of this video, guys, woman, Gen Z woman, not realizing the reason for their miserable predicament. I'm in Riga, as you guys know. I'm just walking around at 10 o'clock at night. I like walking around here, guys, especially on a night like this. It's like 37, 38 degrees, but it's not that bad, you know. It's really not that bad. If you wear the right clothes, Latvia ain't bad, you know. So, anyway, so, as you guys know by now, a lot of these Gen Z, late millennials or early millennials or, you know, the younger millennials and Gen Z women, a lot of them are showing up on TikTok. They're saying, oh man, I don't want to work. I want to be a housewife. You know, nobody told me life was going to be hard. See, what these young Gen Z women failed to realize is that the Gen X woman and the older millennial woman, the reason why these women can act like they're a boss bitch is simply because they either have a husband paying the bills, or they divorce raped the husband and got all sorts of cash and prizes, alimony, child support, you know, maybe even the company. So what happens, guys, like, for example, where I'm from in Florida, everybody, like every fucking Uber driver is a real estate person in Florida. This just goes to show you that real estate agents in Florida are literally a dime a dozen. So, and I see this at Starbucks all the time, you know. You get this cute blonde in her 40s, you know. She's like, I'm a real estate agent. You know, she goes around the Starbucks, all the Starbucks in small town USA, acting as if she's some sort of boss babe, when in reality she sells a house every 27 years, okay? She simply has a beta male husband who pays all the bills, and all she has to do is go to Starbucks and act like she's some sort of social butterfly, you know, okay? Other women out there, guys, like I said, they divorce rape the husband. They get cash and prizes. They get the house, they get the alimony, they get the child support, they get the business even, or even a little bit of the business, kind of like a Jeff Bezos wife. And those women, yeah, those women will do well. But here's the problem that Gen Z women have. And that problem is they're not getting the beta males, okay? Thanks to MGTOW, and even if people don't know what the fuck MGTOW is, the only solution for any logical man out there is MGTOW, guys. Even here in Riga, the Gen Z woman here in Riga are just like the Gen Z woman we have back in America, okay? They may not have the purple hair, they may not have the bull ring in the nose, though I actually saw a lot of that, unfortunately. They still go out with the beta males. They still sleep with Chad. And they just spend their time on social media and work in a dead-end job at fucking Caffeine, which is their version of Starbucks, you know. You know, you're a barista. Like, there's a ceiling to how much a barista can make, you know. It's not like you're going to become, like, is there even a world-class barista? No, of course not. It's a dead-end job. You know, it's like becoming a cab driver. Think about it, you know. There's a limit to how much you're going to make as a cab driver. There's a limit to how much you're going to make at a barista, at Starbucks, Caffeine, or wherever else for that matter. So, what happens with these young girls is they focus on their careers. They want to sleep around. They want to have fun with the beta males, you know. Get their meat, like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says. Meat stands for money, energy, attention, and time. That's what all the young women are into nowadays, guys. Because you have to understand, these women have literally nothing going on for them in life. Life for these women is so easy. I mean, it's like they say in the video games, they're living in an easy mode, you know. I don't play video games. Last video game I played was back in 1990 something, but yeah, you know, when you get a video game where you can easily beat it, easy mode, I guess, that's how the modern female is. Oops, that car is struggling. You know, it reminds me of my C320. Oh, they're going. Oh, and they ran a red light. They probably have to take it somewhere. I bet they're like, I finally got the car to work. I'm not gonna wait for no damn green light. I'm just gonna run a red light. But they made it okay. But they did stop at another red light down the street. So, we'll pass them by if that car breaks down on them. I have to admit, my C320 never broke down on me engine-wise, you know. Yeah, sure, you know, I had the V-belt go out. Yeah, sure, I had the radiator go out. But thank God I never, ever had a problem with the engine or transmission or anything major like that. Anyways, so going back to what I was telling you guys earlier about these women out there who don't have anything going for them, guys. They want to live life riding the cock carousel, going out to the beta male to waste his meat, like Red Pill Married said. They want to focus on their career, you know. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, guys. Careers are for ugly women, okay? Only ugly women have careers, okay? If you're a hot girl or even a decent looking girl, why the hell do you want a career for, you know? The only reason a woman would want to have a career is to ride the cock carousel. That's it. Guys, if the bitch is decent looking or above, and she has a career, she wants to ride the cock carousel. No buts, no ifs, no question marks. If she's decent looking and has a career, she wants to ride the cock carousel. You guys out there need to get that through your mind, man, okay? Nobody wants to have a career. I'm 43, man. I never had a career. I pride myself on never having a career, okay? Do you guys really think women want to go work at a job like Starbucks where people are yelling at them 8-9 hours a day? You know, here in freaking Latvia, they work like 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. Government takes over 30% of their check. You know, So, you think any woman in her right mind would work in, would work any job if you really think about it? No, of course not. They don't want to. But they do it simply to ride the cock carousel. So, these young women out there, guys, is that they're not getting the beta, they're not tying down that beta male, okay? At the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, oh, look, there's a, can you guys see it? Like a church behind me. I'll show it to you on a brighter day, I guess. Hey, how you doing, man? Hi. Yeah, somebody on one of those Segways or a motorized scooters. Oh, that's him. Yeah, that's him back there. Asian dude. Yeah, tons of Uzbeks and Kurds and Turks around here, guys. I went to the local mosque on Friday. I'll be doing a video about that. Actually, the mosque is around here somewhere. I'm just walking down this long-ass road just because, you know, it's, again, for me, it's exercise, you know. I actually lost 5 pounds by being here, okay? So all that walking, all that eating right is actually working for me. So, going back to what I was telling you about these women out there who are effectively airheads who want to ride the cock carousel and waste time is that what these women are doing is that they're going out with ancient niggers. That's what they're doing, dudes. They're going out with a bunch of beta males, bunch of soy boys. I was at the pub, the Funny Fox pub, the other day. There was an American Latvian girl. She was American because she spoke American English. She was a hardcore feminist, loud, proud, obnoxious, rude, cursing like a freaking sailor, and nobody at the pub wanted her, you know? It's like all she does is talk shit, talk loud. It's like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing out of your goddamn county, you know? Go back to wherever you came from in America, you know? And guess who was entertaining her? A curry cell. See, people like curry sales have no dignity, they have no integrity, they have no honor. These are the guys who will allow themselves to be used, abused, controlled by women, you know. I was at Caffeine a couple hours ago. Don't want to get ran over. Okay, fuck it. It's going to turn green any second. I was actually at Caffeine a couple hours ago. Surprisingly, there's a Caffeine right in front of me. Like I said, guys. Yeah, see? Like I said, Caffeine here is like their Starbucks, you know? It's literally on every corner. You know, and that's probably why Starbucks doesn't come here. Then again, this is really not a rich country, okay? It's probably not worth it for Starbucks to be here. It's not a rich country, and the money just ain't here for it. Competition is probably high, so it's really not worth it for Starbucks to be here. Which is a good thing if you ask me. So, these girls out there, guys, they just want to go out, they just want to have fun, they just want to be entertained by a bunch of soy boys and simps. You know, I was at the Caffeine, like I said before, I saw the Caffeine, you know, 3 hours ago. And you got these young Latvian chicks, and then they have a beta male soy boy effeminate man. Yes, he was a Latvian. And that's all they need, guys. As long as a woman has a curry cell or some effeminate man, they're good, dude. They're good, you know. So what the hell is these red lights? Not red lights. Oh, well, who cares? This video is not about lights. So, as long as a woman has a soy boy, a simp, a genetically inferior curry cell, She's good. That's all they care about. Because here's the thing, guys. Women are animals. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Women cannot differentiate between men, okay? I'm going to be making a U-turn here soon because it looks like we're getting on the main highway or something. But I'm going to make a U-turn here soon. So, women, they cannot differentiate between men, okay? Just like a freaking grizzly bear or a black bear can differentiate between an alpha male who's going to turn it into Swiss cheese versus a beta male who's going to feed it more garbage. Women are the same thing. They genuinely cannot tell the difference between a good man versus a piece of shit, effeminate boy. So these women out there, they get with these soy boys, they get with these simps, and they think to themselves, by the way, guys, some of the best restaurants and most affordable restaurants are far away from Old Town Riga, you know. Yesterday, after the mosque, I went to a Himalayan restaurant. Really, really good food, you know. For 10 euros, I ate enough food to, like, fill me for the whole day, you know. Really good food. So, because women cannot differentiate between men, they see everybody the same, okay? They see whether it's you, it's me, it's an orangutan, for all we know, women see all guys the same. Yeah, sure, there's gonna be that guy who's gonna make that pussy wet, you know, but take Chad away from the equation. There's no difference between me and some curry sill. There's no difference between you and some effeminate bitch-ass nigger. There's no difference, you know. They can't tell, you know. They think we're all the same, you know. And the reason why I'm making this video is that, you know, there's a couple of videos of these women going around, you know, crying about how bad their lives are. You know, Better Bachelor covered one of those videos. And Better Bachelor, he was kind of like in the bargaining stage where he's like, look, this woman is young. It's not her fault. You know, she can still have a family. It's like, dude. If somebody wanted to murder you, but didn't murder you because it's a TMW, it's too much work, are you gonna be like, yeah, bro, we still friends, dog? Hell no, you ain't. So why do you want to bargain with a woman who went out to ride the cock carousel, to hate men, to be a dirty sharmuta, and then be like, oh, I'm gonna accept her because, you know, she realized being a boss babe is TMW, too much work for her. Nah, bro, you don't do that, you know. And this is what Islam coincidentally says, is that 50 women are gonna be led by one man. What that effectively means is that a lot of women out there, dudes, they're not gonna have a dedicated man to take care of them, okay? So a lot of these Gen Z women out there, dudes, it's a wrap for them, okay? I mean, Better Bachelor did a video a couple of years ago when he was doing his Tinder profile breakdowns. He did a video about this girl, Tinder girl. Bitch had 6 children by the age of 18. And she's like, all right, I want a guy, oh yeah, their car broke down. Yeah, that's them. Yeah, that's not a good situation to be in. Yeah, those Mercedes guys, if you don't take care of them right and they break down on you, dude, it's gonna cost you an arm and a leg to get them back up running, you know. This is why with my Benz, man, I take good care of it, man. I take good care of it. And if my Benz gets to the point where it's giving me too much trouble, I'm just gonna do what I do, I'm just gonna call up one of my contacts who like buys catalytic converters and have him pick up the car, and I'll get like $400 or $500, you know. You have to keep in mind that Benz cost me like $4,000. I probably put another $4,000 on it in the past 2 years. But you guys have to remember, I do DoorDash. I'm putting 3,000 miles a month on the car. You know, literally 100 miles a day. So, yeah, of course. The car is going to cost more than it should. Yeah, a lot of Turkish restaurants like this over here, guys. Yeah. A lot of Turkish restaurants, but not that many Indian restaurants, believe it or not, you know. Alright, I'm gonna make that U-turn, guys. I'm gonna make that U-turn because it looks like we're gonna get on the main highway. I'm gonna push the red button or the green button so I can cross without getting ran over. You know what? Fuck it. Ain't nobody coming. Ain't nobody coming by a good mile, so I'm good. So, going back to the point of the video where I'm telling you guys that a lot of these women out there simply are not gonna have a dedicated man. A lot of these women out there, they're just way too toxic. I mean, these women, I mean, who said it? I mean, somebody, I was listening to a video on MGTOW TV today. Was it Angry Guy? Somebody said it. They were like, these women are perpetually 15 years old when they were playing games with Chad. Women genuinely cannot have peace, you know. Nothing makes that pussy drier than a good man, you know. I mean, I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. Nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than a hijabi. You know, nobody hates God more than a woman. And the only person she hates more than God is a God-fearing man. This is what I want everybody here watching this video to understand. Ain't nobody hates you more than the modern woman. A lot of these women out there, guys. By the way, guys, something I took notice is that in this area, because it's cheap, you know, obviously it's away from Old Town Riga, you have a lot of small restaurants that are owned by Turks and Indians. Like, they do pizza, shit like that. So, you know, personally, I would not do business in Latvia, guys. It's not a rich country. It simply does not have the population. And because it uses the euro, it's probably way more expensive than it should. So, yeah, Latvia for me, Amar Metwali, it's nice to visit. It's nice to brag that I'm in a European country. But business-wise, yeah, this country ain't it, dude. It really ain't, you know. But it's a nice starting off point. I mean, plane tickets are like dirt cheap from here. I mean, I can go from here to Poland for like $9 on a freaking plane ticket, you know. That's cheaper than me going grocery shopping, if you ask me. So, to conclude this video, guys, is that a lot of these Gen Z women out there, they're not gonna have that foundation of a man. They're not gonna have a man paying their bills while they claim that they're some sort of boss bitch, you know, real estate agent when they sell one house every 20 years, okay? They're not gonna have that foundation of having a cash and prizes from divorce raping a man. And another thing that I actually took notice of, because as you guys know, I go to the Beta Male pub back in Florida, and it's a dive bar, locals, you know. Obviously I don't get 21 year old Stacy hitting on me, you know. I get more like 50 year old, you know, Gen X woman. a lot of these women out there who divorce rape their husbands and shit like that, you know, they're living with their kids, you know. I think Coach Greg Adams refers to it as a son husband. That's what it is, where the woman effectively turns the son into her husband, because, you know, alimony stopped, child support stopped, you know, she probably fucking did a reverse mortgage on the house so she can go to Tahiti, you know. So a lot of women out there, man, a lot of women out there, they're looking toward their kids, in particular their male kids, to take care of them, okay? These millennial women out, these younger millennials, these Gen Z women, they're not gonna have that option, man. They're not gonna have an option where they can mooch off their kids, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later, you know. And all these women who, like, all these mud sharks who, like, burn the coal and they have children with, like, black dudes, it's like, look, man, your son is gonna be fucking, he's gonna be in fucking prison, you know. He's not gonna support you, okay? So, a lot of Gen Z women, guys, there's no hope for them. And even if you tell, even if a Gen Z woman got like the perfect dream man, she's gonna fuck it up. She's gonna fuck it up because that's what's in her heart. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. The heart of a woman is evil. Let me say that one more time. The heart of a woman is evil, okay? The Prophet Muhammad said, only three women in the history of mankind you did not fear for, because they had a good heart. They're all dead and they all ain't coming back. So every woman out there, guys, you have to fear for. Opposite of that, the Prophet Muhammad said, a lot of men on a daily basis, they achieve a level of ihsan, a level of perfection in religion, where you don't have to fear for them. Of course, a level of perfection in religion doesn't mean that, you know, they're sin free. It simply means, oh God, three people riding one of those Segways. I'm gonna get the hell out of their way. See? Damn. Talk about homo suspicion points. So, I was saying, you know, a lot of guys, you don't have to worry about them going to the hellfire, you know, because they achieve ihsan, they achieve a level of perfection in their religion. Again, it's not that they're sin-free, it's just that they have a good heart, and you don't have to worry about them going to the hellfire. But all the women out there, guys, they all have a bad heart. They all will go to the hellfire unless they had a patriarchy, you know. I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. The whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from going full satanic. Now, you got these women who are like, oh, smash the patriarchy. All right, great, baby. You just freed men from taking care of you. At the end of the day, us men, God willing, we're gonna do fine, dude. We're gonna do fine, okay? Even if you have to get a bitch, give her like $10,000, have her pop out a baby for you, then kick her ass to the curb, at the end of the day, dudes, we're gonna win, you know? So, this is ultimate karma for women, guys. God is gonna get women back in this world and in the hereafter, okay? Double karma. All I can say to these women, you know, just make sure you bring, you know, SPF 9000 to the hellfire. So, I think that's my video for you today, guys. It's actually a Saturday. Really, there's not a lot of people out. Then again, it's freaking, literally, it's freezing, you know. But, see my breath? Can you see my breath? No, you can't. Oh, well. But, I just rented a car. I put in the reservation an hour ago. I'll pick it up on Monday. That's going to be my last week here in Riga. I'm going to take a week driving around Latvia. I want to visit all the Latvian villages and towns. And good thing I remember I reserved the car. And the reason behind it is that you guys are not going to find decent women in the city. So let me say that one more time. You guys out there, you're not going to find decent women in the cities. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If the bitch has a smartphone and she's a 4 or above, she belongs to the streets. No questions, no buts, no ifs. Mic drop, period, end of sentence. If she has a smartphone, she's a 4 or above, she belongs to the streets. Period, dudes, okay? I don't wanna know. This guy just backed up for no reason. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. That's the church I was telling you about. You know what? Let's go. You guys really can't see it that well. Obviously, I have to turn the camera around. You know, one of the things about Latvia, guys, is that, like, all their ministry places, it's, like, all in one place. But then again, this is a small country, you know? So it's like, yeah, of course, all the office, all the ministries are going to be, like, right next to each other. Damn, looks magnificent. You know what, let me see if I can do a U-turn to show you this. What the hell is this thing called? I'll find out. Can you guys see it? Looks nice. Alright, let's go take a look. See what this thing is called. You guys see the sign? I don't know what it says. But I have to admit, it looks nice. I'm sure it looks good during the day. When I travel by car, guys, I'm gonna see if I can see more architecture outside of the city. Like I said, here in Riga, it's gonna cost you to park your car here in Riga, man. You know, it's like €3 an hour. It's like, fuck that shit, you know? So, yeah, I really look forward to renting the car and going out. Because like I said, guys, there's really no hope. There's no hope to find a decent woman in the city, you know? As long as there are Indians around, as long as they're effeminate. Look, at the end of the day, guys, it's not Chad. You know, at the end of the day, it's the Indians. At the end of the day, it's the effeminate men out there who give women a level of comfort that, hey, eventually I'm gonna find the right beta male. Well, guess what, sweetie? Decent guys who ain't in shit niggers? Yeah, they're checking out, you know. A lot of these women out there, guys, they're just gonna double down, you know? Was it a Better Bachelor or Angry Guy who did a video about a girl who was, like, talking about her... The bitch is, like, 19 years old, and she's talking about her dog being the perfect gentleman. You got these women who have been pumped and dumped ever since they were, like, 10, 11 years old. The bitch ain't even, the bitch is barely legal, and she's talking about her dog being the perfect gentleman. Guys, mental, look, ain't no such thing as mental illness, okay? Mental illness doesn't exist. Unless, of course, your coach bitch pill and you got smacked upside your head by your mama when you were growing up and now you're retarded. And by the way, guys, coach bitch pill is not coach red pill, okay? Coach bitch pill is that Australian Kiwi cell who's from New Zealand but masquerades as a Australian. That's coach bitch pill. Has nothing to do with coach red pill. So there is no such thing as by the way, guys, you see a lot of beautiful women on the buses, on the trains. Now personally, guys, I have not yet taken a train here. I don't know about taking a Soviet train or not, but I might take a train. Maybe one day I'll take a train. But as of right now, guys, I have not taken any trains here. I might take one tomorrow just so I can say I took a Soviet train, you know? So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that a lot of these women out there in the cities, they're gone. They are long gone and they ain't coming back. I mean, again, they lost their virginity at what, 10, 11 years old? They hate men, you know? Of course, they're gone, you know? They're bye-bye Miss American Apple Pie. That's all I can say. Let's see, what time is it? It's the last bus is at 10:11. I'm just walking around, that's all. Yeah, Latvia, Riga, you know, Riga is not an exciting place, man. Everybody tells me during the summer it is, but if you guys come here like October onwards, this place is not exciting. Now, for me, from small town USA, it's alright, you know, because all I need is coffee, food, internet, and just walk around. I'm good, baby. So by my standards, this is good. But I'm certain that, you know, you got Montenegro, you got, Brasov, of course. You got Albania. You got so many other options out there, guys, that I have to view it all, man. This is the longest I've stayed in one place, man. This is really the longest I've stayed in one place, you know. I think I stayed in San Cristobal for a whole month, but at least with San Cristobal, I had that hot little Latina. You know, I got me a Latvian chick here. She's like younger than me by a couple of years, you know. She probably was a bicky back in her day. You know, don't get me wrong, the body's good, but you know, these Eastern European women, right? Too much alcohol, too much cigarettes. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I have to admit, overall, guys, it's a nice country. I never felt unsafe here. Then again, I'm 6'3". Well, you know, the guys here are tall too, you know. But yeah, overall, guys, Latvia is a nice country, nice everything. It's just not an exciting country. This is probably not the type of country that you really want to spend more than a week at, you know. So yeah, a week for Latvia would have been awesome. Like I said, you know, the whole point I came out to Latvia was to see if the women are any different than the trash we have back in America, you know. Minus the tattoos, minus the hair color and the bull ring or bull nose ring or whatever the hell you want to call it, which unfortunately I do see some of. It's pretty much the same thing, dudes, you know. It's the same thing as back in America. Sad to have fun with, beta male to take his meat, which according to Red Pill Married stands for money, energy, attention, time. and then focus on the career so they can, you know, extend their cock carousel riding days. And yeah, keep on playing this game until you get thrown off the cock carousel and you're like, hey, I don't want to work anymore. We're all the good men are. It's like, they ain't coming back, bitch. You know? See, guys my age, like Gen Xers and older millennial men, yeah, they still have some of that beta male in them. They still have it, you know? They're still holding out for a good woman. But the young dudes out there, yeah, forget it, man. I mean, look, dude. If you spend just one day with your typical millennial woman, you're gonna hate life, you know? That's how toxic these women are. They're toxic, they're solipsistic, they're narcissistic. For those of you who don't know what solipsistic means, it means that you are the center of the universe and that everything revolves around you, you know? All these women care about is themselves. So when you are with one of those solipsistic women who all she cares about is herself, you know, you're going to be like, hey man, I'm not getting anything out of this. What the fuck am I doing wasting my meat with this whore, you know? The only guys out there who actually like the abuse are Indians and, you know, effeminate men, you know? And again, I don't fault Chad. I actually don't even fault the woman. It's the effeminate men who enable, encourage, and empower women to be the way they are today. So, in conclusion, guys, if she has a smartphone, internet connection, and she's a 4 and above, she belongs to the streets. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. Hopefully the next video I'll be doing from a different place in Latvia. Alright guys, see you in the next one. Peace.